In this class, we will work on activating our etheric GPS so that we can find ourselves within the etheric world of this planet and create a better anchor point for our soul to then bring all our brilliance down here so we can resonate it for the planet as our gift to the Earth itself. As a part of our mission in the first place, as to why we came here, right, is to create a joyful resonance between ourselves and the planet. So this experience of feeling disconnected, this is a very common experience when you are trying to sense the energy, but you feel like you're in your head too much and you can't quite sense it. So the connectedness of everything through the etheric level is how we are able to sense reality deeply within ourselves. In order to do that, though, we have to actually be in our etheric level fully. And that means another way of saying be in your body, right? When people say, oh, are you grounded? Are you in your body? And it's kind of like, well, what does that mean? I think I'm in my body. I'm always in my body, right? No, we are in our body from the literal standpoint, of course. If you're not dead, you're in your body. But consciousness-wise, though, we're not always in our body. What happens is instead of being on the first level, which is the physical etheric bridge, it's in that etheric resonance of how matter is actually conscious. Instead of being there, we shift further upwards into either mental or emotional or both. And that's where most people live. Most human beings' consciousness exists on emotional, mental, or maybe astral. That's a level 2, 3, and 4, instead of level 1. So it's kind of strange, right? Because we're in the body, so obviously we should feel the body. And we do, but only when we engage the body. And one of the less conscious ways to engage the body is physical movement. That's kind of more generic. Well, if you move the thing, you're probably going to be aware of the thing, right? So when we go work out, like people that really like to work out and makes them feel strong, that's because when they work out, they actually arrive at their etheric level, which then anchors the entire rest of who they are in the body. And then they feel incredibly strong. They feel alive. They feel like probably more connected and more vitality, right? So there are also a lot of people who don't like to work out. And when we don't like to work out, then the question becomes, how do we connect to the physical body? Still, movement. Movement could be in the form of dancing or going for a walk or stretching your body. Yoga, Tai Chi. This is not working out in a traditional sense, as in using the muscle, which is, as I said, the easiest way to enter into your etheric body. But it's still a way that allows your consciousness to kind of piggyback on your activity into the etheric level itself. So, what would be the way if you didn't move your body? Can you still be in your etheric level? Yes, and that looks like when you deepen into your cellular structure. That requires consciousness. So, first one doesn't require any consciousness. As long as you're physically working, like there's a certain amount of exertion going on, you're automatically going to be in your body, in your etheric level. Second is a little bit less physicalized. It still requires a physical movement, like yoga, Tai Chi, walking, something like that. That still creates similar effect. Third one requires pretty much consciousness, but the person can sit still and not be utilizing their body literally. That could be done through meditation, and that is actually the skill of being in your etheric level, in your body, all the way down, without having to move. That's the skill that opens portals. That's the skill that opens stargates and allows us to travel multidimensionally. Many star beings that have mastered that skill of being still and yet being really, really, really anchored in their etheric level, they are the ones who have the capacity to move through the pathways of light throughout the universe. Sasquatch beings, Sasquatch nation that exists here on Earth, those are one of the species that exist here on Earth now, and we share with them our planet, are the ones who also have that skill. I will talk about the Sasquatch later, but they are the ones who mastered that skill. That means they can really resonate all the way into their etheric structure, so much so that they can actually blend it with other etheric structures. So it creates kind of like a internet, like a global positioning internet. And on that internet, on that etheric pathway grid, they can resonate and communicate with one another over huge distances without the need of any external technology, like cell phones or cables or satellites in orbit. So back to ourselves here, why do we need to know how to be in our body? Well, first of all, we cannot ascend until we master that. So if you want to get out of here and at some point just leave the planet and move on, I understand, but the pathway there is by going in first. So another reason is because if we want to stay healthy and live a long life that has vitality and that helps our physical body vibrate harmoniously, we absolutely have to be in our etheric level, or the body cannot repair itself. So that's another big reason why we should be in the body. Another reason is that I hear this a lot. When people want psychic abilities, people want to open up their perception to being able to tune in and sense and feel and experience, all of that, one way or another, is anchored through the etheric level. If the perception itself might be, let's say, third eye through some other level, or sound-oriented through a whole other level, like really far away frequency-wise from the etheric, but if that individual is not anchored in the etheric body, no skill, no matter how frequency-wise further away from etheric it is, will work. In order for any skill, psychic skill, beyond regular human senses, to work, we have to bring more energy into etheric. So think of it like the further up you go, the further down you have to anchor. So when we try to go up without anchoring or strengthening our etheric body, we can't go. That's how we quite often hit the ceiling. Like, oh, I can kind of sense, but I want to explore that further, but I can't do it. I don't know, I'm doing everything right. Why is it not working? It's not working because we're trying to escape here instead of anchoring here first, really mastering this portion, and then parallel to that process, opening up other abilities. So today is not about other abilities, it's about actually the anchoring in the body. Okay, so we're not talking about pure physical form, we're talking about etheric, which is just a slight frequency up. So if you can imagine your body not as the physical solid thing, but as something that's like, bzzz, like a vibratory body that is still you, still has your shape and everything, it's deep blue color, and it's made of tiny little pathways, tiny little grids. Not just a suit, like an outer shape, but it interpenetrates through your body. There is no empty space that's not interpenetrated by these little blue grids. They mimic your every cell. They mimic the membrane of the cell and what's inside the cell and how cells come together into creating your muscles or your organs or your tissues, all of it. So etheric level is essentially the blueprint on which the body is built. So when we activate the blueprint, that allows us to then activate anything else we want. That's why it's such an important thing to know how to be within your body. So in a meditation, we will work more with actually activating this internal GPS on the planet and activating our own etheric body. But for now, what we need to understand is that we have resistance quite often to being in the body, partially because we had lifetimes when the body hurt and we don't want to re-experience the pain. So there's a post-traumatic stress response, partially because we might have an incorrect belief about reality and we think we need to leave instead of go in. So we try to escape. That's what a lot of times is called resistance. We resist reality. Anytime we resist, we actually end up not experiencing something. So that's another thing. And the third reason why we would not be in our body is because we get so addicted to either the mental perception or the emotional drama that we can't seem to disassociate from it long enough to actually notice our body. So those are the components that we really want to work with within us. Notice how we resist. Notice where we disassociate. Notice when we don't choose to anchor into it, or where we have a belief that, well, unless I work out, I won't be in my body. Not necessarily. You can actually sit completely still and meditate in such a way that brings your awareness to your cells and to that blue level I just described, and then really resonating this whole grid. And as long as there is no resistance, you will actually be more grounded. So it's a different way of grounding, not grounding in a traditional sense, as in imagine yourself going down into the planet, let's say. That's a more literal form of grounding, like dropping an anchor. And yes, that could work, and a lot of guided meditations do it this way for the reason that it does work. But it's not as effective, because really you could ground even if you're not on a planet. You can ground if you're in orbit, you can ground if you're in space. And it doesn't make sense, right? Because if you're in space, you don't have the planet to ground. How do you ground? Well, you ground by being all the way in your etheric body everywhere. Grounding is not directional. It's the human mind that makes it directional. Grounding is actually a resonance of the etheric level. All right, so in the meditation, we will experiment further with that. But for now, you have some things to work on.